You may be seated. Let us pray. Renewing God, trusting in your infinite grace, we confess that we need your healing and your forgiveness. For all that is broken in our minds and bodies, we ask your healing. For all that is amiss in our choices and our relationships, we ask your forgiveness. For all that works against life and blessing in our hearts and in the world, we open ourselves to your transforming grace. Heal us, forgive us, and make us anew. Amen. We offer a warm welcome to all who are worshiping with us this morning, especially those who are visiting with us. If you are visiting for the first time, please see an usher after the service for a welcome packet. As I am sharing our announcements, please complete the form in the red register pad at each pew and pass it to the others in your pew, finally returning it to the center aisle. If you notice that someone who normally sits near you is missing this morning, please give them a call this week and let them know that they are missed. You may write any prayer requests on the cards in the attendance folders and place them in the holders at the ends of the pews so that our ushers can bring them forward before the joys and the concerns. I saw an announcement here that please note that the Father's Day luncheon scheduled for the 15th has been canceled. For a refund, please see Lori Saperito. Her contact information is in the bulletin. And I'm going to call on Pat.
Good morning. In 2 weeks, 28 people will be traveling down to Phillippi, West Virginia. And on Saturday, the day prior, around 10 crew are going down, and they will be digging 14 post holes and setting the posts into place. Last year, when Superstorm Sandy hit us, West Virginia was hit very hard. And in the process, the Dalton family home suffered roof damage. And we will be putting a truss roof over the mobile home. We'll be having an exterior door replaced and building a small landing so that they have another exit out of the mobile home. And our host church, Mansfield United Methodist Church, a little country church, they've asked us to do some painting and some cleaning in their sanctuary. This is an older congregation. So that's all going to be accomplished in 3 days. The Dalton family consists of Eddie. He is a single father, and he has two preteens, Veronica, who is 11, and Eddie Jr., who is 12. I would really like to thank this congregation for the support that they have given to this mission outreach, for your tools that you have offered, for your monetary donations that you have given. We're almost at goal. To the food that is being prepared and donated, to your prayers for the family and for also the team that's going down, for safe traveling mercies to and from the site and to have a safe work site, and also for the gifts that you have been so generous in giving to the children. To help defray some of the costs for our food, bags are in the narthex. They're all non-perishable. If you would like to donate a food item, the item is written on a bag, purchase it, place it in the bag, and return the bag next week. And then I'll be packing our, what we call our chuck wagon, to go. I've also asked if 5 people who like to bake, if you would like to donate around 2 dozen cookies to have for us to have for treats, that would be greatly appreciated. Just a reminder that after church today, there will be a short meeting. I have your information packets and your health forms for everyone. And there is a little bit of changes this year, especially that has to deal with the dorm. So again, thank you very much for this mission outreach.
Are there any other announcements? At that point, I'm going to direct you to see any further announcements in the bulletin. Let the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Please pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Somebody.
Hi guys. Hello. It's a good thing you guys are here because first service there weren't any kids and I had to talk to myself. And for anyone who was here first service, they'll tell you it was really funny to watch me. So today we're going to talk about getting angry at each other. So do you guys get mad at each other at all? Yes? Yes? Especially if you have a sibling, you get mad at them a lot. Does anyone have any times where they got really, really mad at someone? Do you want to share? No? One time I was really, really mad at my sister. She broke a very special book of mine when she was reading it, and I got really mad at her, and I started yelling at her. She doesn't break them anymore. I hope. I don't let her borrow them anymore, but we need to be reminded that even though we get mad at each other, we need to forgive each other. Because I know we'll annoy someone else and we don't want them to get mad at us. We want them to forgive us, right? Let's pray. Dear God, please allow us to have the ability to forgive those who we get mad at. Amen. Now we need the cups. The collection this week is going to the work trip.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul.
Welcome to our edition of Musical Chairs. I'm not as prepared for this as the pastor normally is, so I'm going to ask, are there any joys and concerns that you wish to share? Please pray for Renee Johns and her family who is suffering from cancer. Are there any others? I would like to ask prayers for my grandfather who will be having surgery on Wednesday to remove a growth from his bladder. Are there any others?
I'd like to do an update. My mother-in-law, and she is now in the William Penn Care Center. It's going to be a long haul. That's just the best way to say it. She would appreciate cards. Just send them to her address, and my wife and I will make sure she gets them. Thank you.
For those of you that didn't hear, Ann is in William Penn Care Center in Jeanette. Lord, we lift these names to you and all of the other silent prayers. You are a God of new beginnings. You wipe away our tears and call us to care for one another. Give us eyes to see your gifts, hearts to embrace all creation, and hands to serve you every day of our lives. We ask this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offerings. God of grace and wisdom, you have set before us in your holy scriptures the path of obedience through your law and commandments. You tried, and we failed. Obedience seems far beyond us, yet you sent your Son Jesus to show us the way of grace and compassion. For that, we are so very thankful. May the gifts we give this morning be used to bring grace and compassion to others. But more than these, may the lives we live Shine with your love into the darkest corners of our world. May our time, talent, and wealth be transformed into hope for the people we meet this week and throughout our lives. In the name of Christ we pray, amen.
The sermon scripture today is Jude 1, verses 17 through 23. But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy, mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupt flesh. So I was asked to do the sermon, and I kind of agreed because how badly could I mess things up? You know, it's not that bad. And I went home, and I was thinking of a sermon scripture, and I wanted to pick a book that no one preaches from. So I went to Habakkuk, and I didn't find anything. So then I went to Jude, and I found that passage. And there are a lot of passages that are sort of similar that talk about being kind to other people, even though they're not the best of people, and try to stay on the path of goodness yourself. But I see a lot of times people always talking about it, and then they don't actually do it. They're selfish people out there that'll try to trick you. They're very greedy. People are unhappy with their own lives. They don't do anything to change it. They get mad and angry a lot. I see that in road rage all the time. Someone will be driving along, and then someone will cut them off, and they'll be screaming, saying bad words. But then you'll do that to someone else, and you'll be kind of upset when they're yelling at you, and you're like, well, I have to go over here, and I'm going to be late, and they're all... So I think whenever we put ourselves in someone else's shoes, that we get a better picture of what the world's really like. That they didn't cut you off because they wanted to, necessarily, because they're evil people. Or maybe when someone does something wrong, maybe they didn't even realize it. And a lot of times we get mad. I know I get mad at my parents or my siblings all the time. And I think if we treat each other how we really want to be treated, the world would be so much better. And we need to calm down a lot of times, too. We get so caught up in the moment that we don't even realize what we're saying until afterwards. And if we treat other people like we treat God or we're supposed to, if we talk to them as if we're talking to God, maybe you'll second guess yelling at them. Or maybe you'll second guess calling them mean things. And God treats us amazingly. We go out there and we do stupid stuff all the time. And he doesn't yell at us. Instead, he says, you know, you're going to learn from it, and I'm okay with it as long as you don't do it again. And sometimes we even go out and do it again, third, fourth, fifth time. He still doesn't get mad, and he still has a lot of patience with us. And if we have patience with other people, the world can be a lot better. Let us pray. Dear God, even though we get mad at other people or we want to take advantage of people for our own selves, please let us be reminded that we need to treat them with care and compassion. In your name we pray, amen.
Thank you, Emily. How many of you have been in that place? Just really, you picked an obscure scripture and reference, and you brought it home to something that all of us have experienced. Very nice job. If you please now stand and join me in singing, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Oh,
Thank you, Jesus, for hearing us when we cried for mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for feeding us when our hands were unclean. Thank you, Jesus, for welcoming us when we were foreigners. Thank you, Jesus, for healing us when we were wounded. Thank you, Jesus, for sending us to do the same. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.